News from Canada Water. Shock as £2 billion Canada Water plan is unveiled. Redevelopment, quotes, is the complete redefinition of the peninsula, quote. Rotherhithe residents have reacted with shock to a proposed high-rise jungle at Canada Water after detailed plans for the new 5.5 million square foot development were unveiled last week. The huge project looks set to include 5 landmark buildings towering up to 50 stories in height, plus another 2 towers of at least 21 stories, and numerous others measuring between 5 and 15 stories. The £2 billion project, which covers the former Harmsworth Quay Print Works, the Surrey Quays Shopping Centre, and the Mast Leisure Centre, will include the construction of 4,500 homes, a new high street, a town centre, a cultural and entertainment hub, a new leisure centre and a potential new university campus. The entire project is expected to take 15 years to complete. Resident Andy Burns told the news that she would leave the area if the project went ahead in the manner proposed by British Land. She said, "When I moved here, this was a low-rise, quiet area. Obviously, we knew that there would be development, but when you look at something as substantial as this, it's not what I moved to and I'm not going to live with it." She said the exhibition last week had left her speechless and terribly depressed about the future of the area. She added, "It's the complete redefinition of the peninsula, a place that I've lived in for over 20 years and valued for its role as a residential oasis in an otherwise overcrowded area. Basically, they're telling us, kiss the Rotherhithe you know goodbye." Colin Boyle, chair of the Southwark Green Party, echoed his dismay at the proposed outlines in the consultation exhibition. He said, "This week's exhibition of the Canada Water Master Plan has confirmed local residents' worst fears. The Rotherhithe we know will be lost, and following 15 years of disruptive upheaval in its place, we'll have a high-rise, densely packed urban landscape with all the pressures on transport and amenities that plague most other parts of inner London." Another major consultation exhibition will take place at the former Apple Snow unit opposite Surrey Quays Shopping Centre, Tesco, on February the 13th from 10 till 4 in the afternoon. 3 mini exhibitions will also take place this month, the first on February the 18th at the Osprey Estate TRA from 5:30pm to 8pm, the second on February the 25th at the Canada Estate Tenants Hall from 3pm to 5:30pm. And the third on the same day at the Mayflower Tenants Hall from 6:30pm to 9pm. Further consultation events will take place throughout 2016. Emma Karagia, Project Director for the Canada Water Master Plan, said, "We're delighted that so many local residents have already taken the time to come and take part in the consultation, where we've presented a point in time in the development proposals. Our emerging plans include new homes, workspaces, retail and restaurants, alongside leisure, entertainment and a potentially higher education campus. Local input is key to shaping our proposals ahead of planning submission, and we hope to welcome many more people to the consultation in the coming weeks."